Citizens of Oz, there is an enemy who must be found and captured. Believe nothing she says. She's evil.
Mia is just calling.
Yep, Cheryl Murkowski returning here cool again.
Okay, I'm sorry, your name again?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Cheryl.
Cheryl?
Big fat hairy dyke with cunt stench.
So now let's move on to the dining room. We've had our first course, unhurried, beautiful to look at, tempting and interesting. And while the guests were enjoying themselves, the hostess on her own slipped quickly to the kitchen and took a look at the macaroni and cheese casserole and put the steak on. Oh, that magic steak. I can broil a steak outdoors over charcoal, but your steak, cooked in an iron pan on top of the stove, sure it's magic. No one believes it. I mean till they taste it. A charcoal broiled steak in a little old pan. Go on and tell them.
Well, your butcher is almost as important in this as the steak.
Are you asking the butcher to dinner?
No, but I'm asking him to trim every last snitch of fat off the meat. For 6 guests, buy a piece of boneless top sirloin or top round, at least 1.5 inches thick, weighing around 4.5 pounds. Ask him to use his sharpest knife and painstakingly strip every bit of fat off the steak. When you get it home, go over it again. No fat. No fat.
Andy, my point is just this. your body, when you eat more than it burns, it creates fat. Now, I would like for you to explain to me how it is that your body creates fat without you eating more than you're burning. Where does that come from?
I went walking this morning.
That's not the answer to the question.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch! Don't you dare tell me that's not the answer! I will go off on your ass!
Walter, what time is it?
6:45. Oh. What's so important what time it is?
Carol isn't here. Dinner is waiting. She knows I have to go to the hospital tonight to see Eleanor Halsey, and visiting hours are from 6 to 8.
Eleanor Halsey? I didn't even know she was sick.
Sick? Poor thing, she's having a hysterectomy.
Oh, is that all? I mean, they do hysterectomies like tonsils today. She'll be fine.
I'm sure Eleanor will be relieved to hear that. Especially from a Maytag dealer. 6:45. Oh, that must be. She probably forgot her key.
Oh, well, howdy, ma'am. Happy to see you looking so fine this evening. I'm trying to win me a 4-year scholarship to one of the better Eastern colleges.
Oh, well, before you think about college, I think you should learn how to read. That sign says no solicitors.
Oh, this isn't a solicitation, ma'am. Oh, no. You see, some of us veterans from Vietnam are competing this year contest. And the way we win...
Were you in Vietnam? Well, so was I. For 2 years as a foreign correspondent. Tell me, what unit were you with? Because I know every single unit. Actually, you're selling magazines, aren't you? Yes, and you're rotten at it. You should have seen the con men who came around after World War II. They were artists. They came on crutches, some with bandages. There were even a few litter cases. But you're a bust. Vietnam. God, what a lousy war.
Big Fat Harry Dyke with Cunt Stench.
Hello. I'm a lesbian, and my name is Madge, and I have food allergies. I don't really specify which ones, because nobody's really asked, but that's okay. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. My name is Madge Weinstein, and I'm a lesbian with food allergies, mostly. What was this now?
A full bladder early in the morning can cause an erection, and this is normal.
I don't know. All right, I thought I had stuff to talk about. I don't, but I felt like I should do a program. This has really changed everything, you know? How I do things, because I don't care. Ooh, I don't care. I'm just trying to, I just found this thing. John Stewart slams media for blacking out Iraq war lies report. This is from the Crooked Lies.
When making the case for war, administration officials distorted the facts or said things that were not supported by the facts, said things that they knew or should have known were not true.
Wow. There's a headline. Government misled us into war. Or better yet, see the headline for yourself. Check it out on Fox News. Okay, they didn't actually. Okay, I didn't read it there. Okay, might have snuck in there eventually. Okay, let's check out CNN's main page. Okay, not there. Let's try their U.S. page. Oh, lesbians kiss at a Mariners game. Wow.
You know, it's pathetic, really. That's pathetic. I hope, I don't know, did I mention? I probably didn't because they don't do programs hardly at all. But did I mention that there was a Democracy Now! Special on Monday? You know, there's this journalism convention in the land of Triple Wide Wand of Wisdom. Okay. She's big. Not as big as she used to be, but she does have an enormous face. Okay. Now, and that was Maud, by the way. Betsy Ross had it all sewed up. Who it belonged to? Anyway, I need some tea. I gotta wake up. I need some tea. I gotta take my pants off and strap my microphone on to my giant holder. Giant holder being underpanties. God, I've been exercising my fucking vagina off. I don't know what's wrong with me. Oh, yes, I do. Never mind. Not that it's your business. You know everything fucking else about me. Fuck off. Prolapses. You're all lapsed. You know that? You're all lapsed. Sounds like a name. Sounds like a catchphrase from a new movie that I should. What's with the. Never mind. I'm not going to complain about that fucking. Never mind. Movie poster I saw today. It's stupid. I'm eating the crust from a pan. Reminds me of Wanda Wisdom's face. But that's neither here nor my henema guy. Trotsky, you missed the papers a little. Let's get that mop going on. Hi. I did laundry today. So, anyway. Love how the audience can just laugh and find that funny, but it's true, you know, look at the MSN homepage, look at anything. But anyway, Democracy Now! Monday, Democracy Now! Monday, Democracy Now! Monday. This past Monday, the day before today, when I'm recording this, which is not the day you're hearing it, I don't fucking know, but Bill Murray's ever wonderful speech. And we're fucked. You know, in terms of news coverage, I can't talk because I'm hungry, tired, angry, and prolapsed. So am I. I'm your cunt juice. Oh, cunt juice. Oh, my cunt juice is talking. Isn't that a hilarious device? Anyway. Who vagina? Who vagina? Oh, God, beauty pageant next week, prolapsed vagina. I was talking to this map lender about the HRC. Evidently, they're being jerks, not respecting the tranny. And supposedly, they are playing the Washington politic game instead of the prolapse vagina. Oh, I don't know. So I guess we've hit one of these spells where I can't read the news because I'm too tired. And I can't talk because I'm too tired. And I don't have any food to eat because I'm rationing my Seattle shuttles. I talked to my friend Lori today. She reminded me of when we were at the Chicago Blues Festival many years ago. Ran into a man. We were on mushrooms. We were running and running and running and running. Grant Park, Chicago, must have been 1989, I believe. We were running, running, running on mushrooms, hysterically high. And then we hit this man. There was a man who stopped us in our tracks. He had no legs at all and was wearing crutches. And we ran into him. Well, we didn't actually touch him, but we almost ran into him. And he said, "Ooh." And I was like, "Ooh. Stick that in your vagina and douche it." But she's an old friend of mine from way back Wednesday. And I've got a hot cunt and it's all bleeding and stuff. No, just kidding. I whist for the days when it was bleeding. We're going to record and eat this hot shogrum tomorrow. It's about Father's Day. It's a special. Scheduling's been a little difficult because Auntie Vera is working, as usual, working. But for once, I was actually able to listen to both of my co-hosts' shows before the recording, although I don't know if it's the latest, but whatever. It's Lucky Bitch Radio. No, she lost that domain because she's an idiot. It's WandaWisdom.com and VeraSpeaks.com. And come in my asshole for sure. Whose vagina do it be belonging to? Oh, you. Well, why do I keep saying the same fucking thing over and over again? Let's time the tea. I'm gonna man a fucking honey. People say, man, I tell you, a 40-hour Sutton. Well, it's easy. Don't leave the house and don't spend any money on anything except for Seattle Sutton. The thing that sucks is it's still not enough food when you're exercising like you have no vagina. Oh, let's do the toilet ritual again. I think I'm going to go to the Home Depot tomorrow and buy the missing port. There's something else. Oh, this drag queen wants me to help her paint a goddamn hair salon. You know? She's like, I really need your help painting. I'm like, oh my God, are you kidding? But she cuts my hair for free. And the fact of the matter is, I am a fat whore. I told her, you know what, if I can do it after my yoga class is finished. I found out that the gym that I go to purchased the very gym where Cher teaches yoga. I think we're gonna have to have a turf battle. I don't know if Cher even knows this. Cher, are you listening, Pappas? Pap smear? All right. Oh, that's it. I gotta buy a map tomorrow. Oh! A map. Mop. Oh, why did I not? I flushed the toilet without putting Trotsky's duty in it first. Oh, for fuck's sake. I must like the Trotsky duty stench. Let's talk about the world. I feel misplaced, gentle audience. I feel misplaced. I want nothing more than to run away right now. Yet, what keeps me here, you ask? Well, if I were to use my brain, I would give you a list of things, but I choose not to. What keeps me here is the fact that I have to participate in a beauty pageant, or an ugly pageant, next week. And I don't want to do it, but at least it keeps me grounded here for a little bit longer. But then what's keeping me here really is just laziness, you know? Every day I tell myself, I'm going to look for an apartment somewhere, either in Amsterdam or Ecuador. I can't decide which. But you see, that makes no sense. Don't send me no fucking letters, you know? This is, unless you have an apartment for me to rent somewhere. This is my decision, and any advice you give me will cause great headache to myself and me. I've been corresponding with my new girlfriend in the equator, you know, where the toilets flush the other way, in Ecuador, Guayaquil. And, you know, I can stay there for very little money. And I'm thinking, oh, I could prolapse. Never mind. Mm-hmm. So, God, am I hungry? What is wrong with me? I don't want to get to see. When I was in the mental hospital, it's because I guess I was going on an exercise bulimia trip, and I ended up just so skinny that I wasn't eating enough, and then that makes me insane too. Maybe I'm just not eating enough. Maybe that's my problem. I bet it is. But the problem is, how can I supplement at my Seattle Sutton when it's so expensive? Oh, general audience, I need somebody here to take care of me. That's all there is to it. And that's not here. This is the bottom line to my woes. Woes. What's for lunch tomorrow? Let's see. Mozzarella bake. What the fuck is that? Mozzarella bake? Who it belong to? Turkey mozzarella bake with noodle, Brussels sprout, and watermelons. What else? Oh, Cigar Man yelled. I was at the Caribou and he got all nasty. Oh, my tea's ready. That's general audience. The problem is, I just don't fit, you know? I just don't fit. You know? My friend, Letter J, calls me, and, you know, and I thought he'd be fun to hang out with, and then he just gives me a litany of complaints about his life, and I'm like, well, this ain't gonna work. So I go to my Weight Watchers class, and then I did talk to a nice friend of mine, showed him my pictures of the Machu Picchu and prolapsed all over my urethras now. We both agreed that we will never get laid in Chicago or find relationships here, although I have. That was very 90s. Anyway, back to Maud. I don't know. Betsy Ross had it all sewed up, she said. Betsy Ross had it all sewed up. You know, I was looking at the thing. At the DVD, and I remember watching Maud quite vividly, in fact. Do you know that show is from 1972? Who knew? I mean, how does that happen? I don't understand it, general audience. I was talking to my friend Laurie, and we've known each other since Vassar. And I'm just like, how does it just fucking go? And I know a lot of you are young. The thing is, like, I don't really care about ageist little queens and lesbians because, you know, you should be so lucky to live to my age of 59. You know, people that think that they have an advantage over somebody because of age clearly don't understand the way time works. Everybody gets there or they die. So, you know what? It's kind of just a fuck. It's just a mind fuck, you know, because it's just how you perceive time. We just happen to be creatures that perceive time as the here and now as a group of maybe, I don't know, a second is now. I don't know, second. But what if we were a big monster thing like Wanda Wisdom and we saw time as 5 years as now? Then our lives would be over in like a minute. You know what I mean? I don't. I always thought, like, what if rocks are really the most intelligent creatures on Earth and they just move really slowly? You know what I mean? Rocks. No, I didn't say leaps. It's weird because I'm still acting like I have a response in the chat room. But it was kind of funny because I always was living with a response from the audience before the chat room. The chat room just made it real. But it really was better before the chat room because I only had to hear what I thought I would hear, what I wanted to hear. My vagina certainly do be stinking, and what else can I say about that? How long have I been talking? Is this enough? Is this long enough yet? 20 minutes. Sure. Sure, that's long enough. Why not? Let's get crazy. Let's get crazy and just keep the shows short like they used to be in the good old days. And now, a very special treat. Hold on. Oh, no, that wasn't the treat. Okay, see you later. Not quite, sorry. See you later. See you later.
Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. She didn't care if the whole world looked. Joan of Arc with the Lord to guide her. She was a sister who really could. Isadora was the first bra burner. And you're glad she showed up. The country was falling apart. Betsy Ross got it all sewed up.
And then there's Maud.
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 And then
that uncompromising, enterprising, anything but tranquilizing.
Right on, Maud.
Big Fat Harry Dyke with Constance.